Sidebar, case study in formalization versus the African state. The other side of globalization, Ali Mary Tripp views the burgeoning informal sector across Africa as a form of resistance, viewing informalization as more than a passive outcome of state or corporate restructuring. She focuses on the creative ways in which Africans have responded to the failure of development states, exacerbated by more than a decade of structural adjustment. Urban farming has proliferated in the absence of food subsidies, such that 68% of families in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, grow their own vegetables and raise livestock. Non-compliance with the state has generated new institutional resources in Tanzania. Quote, hometown development associations became visible in the late 1980s as urban dwellers sought to provide assistance to the rural towns from which they originated. They used these associations to build schools, orphanages, libraries, roads, and clinics. To establish projects to conserve the environment. To provide solar electricity and water. To disburse off loans to women's groups engaged in business. And to raise funds for flood relief and other such causes. These new associations resemble the early